Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right now, let's go out to the aforementioned, our Cleveland sports beat reporter, Daryl Reiter, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing a lot better than some Browns fans that got that survey from the team about PSLs, that's for sure.
Daryl, break it down for us. The survey, what was it, and why are Browns fans so upset?
Well, first and foremost, I want to point out, I was told by the organization today that there has been no final decision made about whether or not to have a PSL program at the new enclosed stadium in Brook Park. That being said, they did send out a survey to ticket holders last week seeking feedback on the price points for just about every section. Within the new enclosed stadium, prices range from just over $1,000 per seat for a PSL in the upper deck to upwards of $131,000 if you are right behind the Browns bench there, close to field level. So also, too, there in the survey, there's sampling prices of the season tickets that go along with those respective PSLs, as well as any amenities that would be attached to those particular seats. So if you're in the upper deck, not a whole lot there for you. But if you're in the club sections or down by the field or whatever, lists various things that you as the owner of the PSL and those particular tickets would be entitled to in the new stadium. And I can tell you, I've gotten a couple listener emails today checking some of the response on X to what I posted, because I basically posted screenshots of everything I could as far as the breakdown. So go to my X if you want to see the seating bowl, the sections, and all those breakdowns. You can kind of scroll through. I apologize, I couldn't put like 20 pictures in one post, so I had to kind of daisy chain them. But you go through and you can see, you can make a comparison where your existing seats are at Huntington Bank Field, where your seats would be in the new stadium, and what the financial commitment could potentially look like. But again, I spoke to Browns officials today who told me no decisions have been made. This is just part of, new stadium planning processes. Also, had a couple sources up in Buffalo reach out to me, and I published the Bills PSLs. And I will just say the Bills PSLs are a lot cheaper, especially in the areas closer to the field than what the Browns put in this survey. So a step in the process, but it's our first glimpse into what things could be costing Browns fans in the new building.
Daryl, obviously this is a conversation we had months ago about PSLs, but obviously you talk about the Bills having used them. basically, very quickly, what are they and why do teams actually go out and ask their season ticket holders to pay more money for these seats?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a seat license. Whether it's a football, you also get first right of refusal if there's a major concert or event in the building. And obviously, there are some events that is excluded and the PSL won't apply. But let's be honest about it. It is a revenue stream for teams to cover a significant portion of their quote-unquote private financial contribution toward the construction of the building. You know, back when Gateway opened up, home of the Guardians and the Cavaliers, especially the ballpark. Now, they didn't do PSLs, but, you know, they sold the club seats. They sold the dugout suites. They sold the three-level of suites that ring the ballpark, right? That was one of the funding mechanisms for the ballpark, the revenue from the proceeds, I should say, from those. And then obviously, you know, when the financial obligations of the ballpark were met, then that money got diverted back to the Guardians. That's, you know, I personally don't like them. I personally feel like, you know, teams should, being as profitable as they are, especially the National Football League, you know, ownership should step up and, you know, contribute significant dollars towards the stadiums, especially in our region, but not just our region, countrywide. But my personal beliefs don't, you know, really matter when it comes to the business of the National Football League. And I hate to fall back on, well, that's how it's done everywhere. But, you know, more often than not, Jake, that's just how it's done everywhere in the NFL. Is you have to buy a PSL, especially with these new stadiums, because the Browns are going to contribute, you know, I got to do the quick math in my head. I want to say 1.5 or 1.6 billion plus cost overruns for the enclosed stadium. And, you know, they're not willing to contribute $1.6 billion if they are not confident that they're going to earn that money back.
Daryl, if our beliefs actually made a difference in the National Football League, the Browns would probably be a better football team.
Just want to inform people. Yes. That's the latest with the, you know, the dome and all that. And, you know, it'll be, I still think it'll be a good project for the region, but, hopefully the Haslams do not stick with this particular, structure, that they threw out there. And hopefully they lean a little closer to the Buffalo Bills model.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, Daryl. Well, obviously the stadium a few years away. We still have the catastrophe that's currently happening on the field and off the field actively. We got reports today you'd have a better chance to win the lottery than to be able to trade for Myles Garrett for the Browns. And how much of this feels like truth to you, and how much of this feels like a little bit more of what the Browns typically say, which is hard to believe?
Well, there's no people forget there's no trade clause in that contract. The only way Myles Garrett's getting out of here is if he storms into somebody's office, flips over a table or in a couple of chairs, and says, "Get me out of here." That's the only way it's happening. So, I will take those at face value. Certainly not going to dispute any of that reporting. I don't believe Myles Garrett is on the block, and it really would have to be an offer the Browns couldn't refuse. And look, let's be honest about it. He's going to turn 30 here in a couple of weeks, making $40 million a year. Granted, his contract, which at the time was a record for a non-football quarterback and has been surpassed multiple times during the offseason, I just don't see an avenue where he gets traded, not just from an offer, from a transactional standpoint, but just from a salary cap standpoint. I think Albert Breer said on Afternoon Drive the cap hit would be about 50-some million dollars. Well, I can tell you right now, the Cleveland Browns do not have 50-some million dollars in salary cap space to absorb such a transaction. So I would be floored if Myles Garrett is not a Cleveland Brown after the trade deadline.
Daryl, I know we talked about Andrew Berry a little bit yesterday, but I guess when we judge just how hot the seats are right now internally, do you feel like the seat is in any way hot for Andrew Berry?
No, I think the seat's hot externally. I think the seat's hot in conversations we have, you have with our listeners, and understandably so.
Right.
But I will say what I said filling in with Andy Baskin on the morning show, what I've said on all of our shows, and that is if one goes, they both got to go. You better not be leaving Kevin Stefanski hanging out to dry, because I'm going to tell you right now, Andrew Berry's just as culpable for what Kevin Stefanski has to deal with. It's not like Kevin Stefanski didn't ask for a deeper offensive line. I'm sure Kevin Stefanski would like some taller wide receivers. I'm sure Kevin Stefanski would like a taller quarterback, although he loves him some Dylan Gabriel. There's no question about that. But I am not, and conversely, I don't think you can fire Andrew Berry and keep Kevin Stefanski. I just want to be clear about that. I feel like that both of these gentlemen really should be held accountable together, either in a positive way or the alternative of ending their employment at the end of the season. So I feel like that the conversation about their seats being hot, more of a creation amongst us rather than within the building. I will also point out, and I do point this out often, the way to get yourself fired by the Haslam Sports Group is to have internal strife. That's how you get fired. It's not the win-loss record, okay? You go back and you look at the various regimes that have rolled themselves through. I mean, my goodness, Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer hated each other's guts, okay? Remember the catastrophe that was Mike Lombardi and Rob Chudzinski and that whole fiasco, right? Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown. So, and it just goes on and on, right? I kind of feel like, and this is my opinion, I want to stress opinion, underline that, I do feel like there might be a little fracture between Stefanski and Berry. And that was, I think, caused by the quarterback situation this year and how that was managed from a personnel standpoint. But, yeah, that's how you get fired, is internal fighting. And, as long as that does not occur and as long as they are sticking with the plan that ownership is aware of, because remember, Jimmy Haslam did say during training camp, he said two things. One, the kid's got to play. Kevin knows the kid's got to play. He understands the assignment. And then also, two, this could be a 1 to 3 year process to get the quarterback. And, he seems like he's going to be pretty patient with that. And I think part of that patience is guilt for his involvement in the Deshaun Watson fiasco.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us here. Daryl, we got about 45 seconds. Is a quarterback in your eyes on the table right now, not even necessarily like a starter or a big move, just but at the trade deadline, the Browns add a quarterback in some sort of way?
No, I kind of feel like that, what's the point? You got Bailey Zappe on the practice squad. Obviously, he was elevated because of Shador's back injury. But what's the point? You're going to play the kids. Dylan Gabriel's getting two or three more starts, whether you, me, or anyone else likes it, okay, at minimum, all right? And at some point, Shador Sanders is going to get a start. Now, I'll tell you this. I don't think it's going to go any better with Shador than it has with Dylan because of the supporting cast around him, which is not very good. Unless you're changing out the wide receiver room and you're getting some more offensive linemen in here, I'm not expecting much is going to change. So I think people need to temper their expectations that if and when Shador Sanders does start, and I do believe he will at some point here, I don't know that the results are going to be dramatically different than what we're seeing from Dylan Gabriel, because as critical as I am of Dylan, I also have to be fair and acknowledge supporting cast around him ain't that great.
No doubt. Daryl, we got to run, but as always, I appreciate you. We'll have the trade deadline certainly to talk about here next week, but I will just keep our fingers crossed that things somehow look 1%, if not better.
Hey, you know what? If Barry could trade for an offensive tackle worth a darn and maybe a receiver that's above 6 feet tall, that would be great.
It would be a start. Thanks, Daryl.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, brought to you there courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to a little bit of what Daryl had to say and get a grip. Coming your way in 5 minutes, right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.